So the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I check Stripe. I don't look Max for 4 hours and then Edge for 3 hours and then tell myself I love myself 100 times and have some crazy morning routine. I don't have a morning routine. I wake up and I get to my desk. So you can see here, this is my Stripe. This is an active Stripe. This is not a screenshot or some fake thing. I'm not concerning myself with how much money I made today because quite frankly, it's like 7 a.m. No time has elapsed today. So this doesn't count. But what does count is yesterday because a full 24 hours has elapsed in that period. So yesterday we made just under £33,000. This is like a $40,000 day, which is okay. But the first thing I'm doing is I'm checking how much money we made. The reason I'm doing this is because cash is oxygen and it's the most important thing. I'm sure you've seen the videos before of people who have these crazy lifestyles where it's like a young millionaire entrepreneur in Dubai or Miami, where 1 minute they're going to a car dealership to buy a supercar, and then they're going to buy a luxury watch, and then they're hanging out with supermodels, and then they're on a jet, and then they're on a yacht. And like, the game's the game, and I have no judgment or quarrel towards people online that use their lifestyle to flex to sell things. It's the game. I don't care. I make about $1 million a month selling stuff online. I don't buy watches. I don't hang out with supermodels. I don't go on private jets. I don't go on yachts. I don't do anything wild. I'm not crazy. I just wake up and I work and I do that 6 days a week. Then I hang out with some friends and that's it. Okay, so once I've checked my Stripe, I'm inside my warm app or my calendar. Today I've got a brainstorm philosophy of scale, do this day in the live recording, and then basically have a bunch of meetings conducted. This is going to take about 12 hours today, so you're going to come along for the ride. It might help to explain what I do. So I'm an info entrepreneur, and what that means is I basically sell information online, okay? I have a company called Imperium Acquisition, and we help established agency owners, coaches, and consultants with high-ticket client acquisition. We are the best, and we crush it. Now, my job as an info entrepreneur is to gather information, synthesize that information using my brain, and turn it into quality content that I can sell to my clients. To give you an example of what one of these videos might look like, I've got a picture on the screen here of one of these videos. And then each video is accompanied with a PDF that contains all the information clients need to have to basically solve the problem of client acquisition. And so today what we're going to be doing is brainstorming the next video for my program, which is called Philosophy of Scale, which is basically a video on how to scale a business. So you're going to come along for the ride. You're going to join me on some meetings. Let's get into it. So in order for me to create content, I need to first mind map the content. And so what I'm going to do is basically create this mind map. This could take me anywhere between 4 to 7 hours to do typically, because this is going to be a maybe 2.5-3 hour long abstraction based theory based video, which is, it's very deep, very complicated. So I'm going to make this mind map and I'll come back when I've done it. This has taken me about 6 hours to brainstorm and think through. That might seem insane just to create a little mind map has taken 6 hours, but what I've done, you can see what I've got here on the camera is this notepad. And I sat and I basically thought alone for, 4 or 5 hours. And I went through this whole notepad of ideas around like what I know about how to scale an info business. So the video is obviously called Philosophy of Scale. This is then broken into 4 sub-abstractions. So this is an abstraction-based video, which means that I'm teaching people how to think, which is extremely difficult to do. So really, like, basically what I've deduced from mentors and from experience of getting to $1 million a month of scale is, to scale, you need to really have 4 disciplines in tow. You need to have your economics straight, system straight, focus straight, and throughput straight. This video will probably be a 2 to 3 hour long 30-page PDF. This is what I've been working on for the last 6 hours. And now, typically, I've got another couple of hours before I get into meetings. So I'm just going to start building the PDF. I'm going to start building this out. Okay, so what we're seeing here is a time lapse of about an hour of PDF creation. And this is me basically on camera just creating the first page or two of this document. So a document like this could usually take me, like I said, 3 to 5 days to complete, depending on the complexity of it, depending on the difficulty. Now, because I've done quite an extensive mind map for this one, it's significantly easier and more straightforward. However, bear in mind that I have spent more than 10,000 hours creating content, at least high ticket, deep, complicated PDF content like this. So I know what I'm doing and I've done this before, which is why I'm able to do it relatively quickly. Because what you're really doing when you're creating these documents is it's kind of like writing a book. You need to linearly think through the start, beginning, and end, and you need to be able to visualize potentially 4 to 5 days of work and, sometimes 20 to 30 pages of words and diagrams and everything like that. So you can sort of see me in the top right-hand corner here. I'm sort of focused, locked in. You can see I spend a lot of time thinking. I'm making a diagram right now, a little triangle to help clients visualize the structure of whatever I'm going through. And I've got these 3 ideas, these three abstractions. I'm just color coding them accordingly to the PDF as well. I'm very much a perfectionist when it comes to making these sorts of videos. I find it really difficult to have any imperfections. I like things, I'm quite OCD in that regard. So I like to use color and I like to format the documents really, really well. I like to make sure they're pretty and they read well and everything like that. And honestly, like one thing that I'm probably gonna do in like 10, 20 years time is I wanna be an author and write books and stuff. And I think this is really, really good practice for that. You can see I've just gone to take a quick bathroom break here. This is, remember, about an hour, or I think it's about an hour and a half, an hour of footage where I'm breaking this down. Obviously, I've sped it up for obvious reasons. So what I'm doing now is creating a diagram to help clients visualize the idea of throughput, which is basically an abstraction or a mental model used to denote the flow of value through a system. And we're applying this abstraction and mental model to business. Remember, we're talking about scaling and helping clients. I'm helping clients basically scale here. And you know, part of understanding scale is understanding the core components of a business and how value flows through a business. Now, if you're not making like 50K a month plus, you're probably not gonna be able to conceptualize or understand the importance of throughput, and it won't really matter to you anyway. You can see here, I'm just thinking, it's taken me a long time to sort of actually just understand what these things are. And if you've been paying attention to the document on the left-hand side, I'm not even a page done yet, and I'm about an hour into recording. So it really can sometimes take, like, when I say it can take, like, if this video is 3 hours long, it truly could take me, you know, 60 to 90 hours to make. But I'm just locked in. As you can see, I haven't got my phone on my desk. I haven't got my emails open. I haven't got Slack open. This is just pure deep focus work. And, you know, I can do this for maybe 12 hours a day, especially when it comes to program recording. I do find that after about, you know, 2 to 3 hours, 2 to 3 months of doing this straight, I do burn out. I need to take a couple of weeks off. But you can sort of see it's all coming together in the document now, the first one or two pages. I've sort of remapped this out. I'm going to recolor a couple of things here as well. But yeah, this is basically just an example of pretty much what I do every day. And yeah. So it's now around 4 p.m. I've been working on the document and I've got a bunch of meetings coming up in the next hour. So we're going to get some food and then I'll bring you to the meetings. Okay, so what you're seeing on the screen here is a meeting between myself and my sales manager, Brunka. We meet every single day at the same time every day. And what you can see on the left-hand side of the screen here is us reworking our sales gamification system or identity incentive system for our sales reps. And this is the first thing that we're doing on this meeting, just to basically make the reps more motivated and help the salespeople along the way of their career. Now, the other thing that we're doing here is just having a generalized discussion about where we're at with the day, how many sales we've made, what the forecasts are, if there's any reps that are struggling, if there's anyone that needs time off. I mean, basically, Brunka here manages 12 sales reps and I manage him. So the way I manage my sales team is through one person, and Brunka is an absolute weapon. He's an absolute machine. We couldn't do what we do without him. And so he runs all the guys, he makes sure that they're all in tow. And every single day, I just need to talk to him just to make sure that everything's happening and as it should be. And it almost always is. So yeah, that's the meeting. So what you can see here is a team meeting. We do these once every Monday. First thing we're doing on the team meeting is running the sales guys through the new ranking system that I just walked through with Brunka. But these team meetings happen once a week. We have 30 people in our direct or indirect employ. And we have a team meeting with all the core team members once a week. Now, we're missing around 5 people on this meeting, so it's a lot smaller than usual, but I'm going to run you through who these people are and what they do. Top left, we have Noor, who's the chief of operations. He runs the company, basically. On my right, we have Miles, a very talented closer. On the right of Miles, you have Will, who runs the research and development department for our outbound systems and also manages a team of setters and cold email systems to book us appointments. And below Noor, on the left, in the middle, you have Kian. Kian's an absolute legend. He's a closer. He's new to the closing role. He was actually behind the video editing of the YouTube channel for a very long time. So any of you long-time subscribers, you can thank Kian for that. In the middle, on the left-hand side, we have Jack next to Kian. Jack's one of our most experienced closers, very, very good at his job. On the right of Jack, we have Scott, another very, very, very good closer who I've known for a very long time as a result of one of our previous work relationships before. On the right of Scott, we have Vince, one of my close friends and also a very, very talented closer. I love Vince to bits. At the bottom on the left, I'm talking right now, we have Brunka, obviously the sales manager I introduced you to earlier, keeps the guys in tow. To the right of Brunka, we have Seb, a very, very, very good closer as well. And on the right of Seb, we have Oscar, our second most experienced closer, who he's also very, very good. So the team's very closer heavy. Obviously, that's the main thing we do is we sell because we don't really have much operational drag as we sell a program. But this is the team. Honestly, everything that we do is a result of the team. Like, they're brilliant and I love them all to bits. You can see the meeting's not that serious. As a boss, you have to strike the balance between being a dick and being fun. And so sometimes I'll be a dick and I'll be really serious and, you know, I'll take these meetings very seriously if something's wrong. But if we're doing well and, you know, things are flowing, we can kick back and relax and have a bit of fun. And, you know, you have to strike a balance of culture here where you can't be too fun and have too much fun all the time because no work gets done. But if you're too serious and too much of a dick, no one wants to work for you. So you have to find a balance to do both. And this is an example of a less serious fun meeting. Okay, so what we're going to be doing now is running a group coaching call for our clients. I've got quite a few people, like 30 people in the waiting room here. So basically once a week, I answer questions from all my clients. So let's just do it and get started. Okay, people. So what you can see now is basically a live coaching call where I'm basically just answering a ton of questions from clients. So I run one of these a week for all of my clients to hop on and ask me literally anything they want about the business or the program. And you can see their questions on the left-hand side of the screen. This video is like an hour-long clip cut into just a quick two-minute clip. So you can just see all the questions on the screen here. I'm deliberating with clients, going back and forward on certain problems, discussing things with people, and, you know, making quick work of these questions. You can sort of get a glimpse into what sort of things people ask me. So yeah, this is a pretty imperative thing that we do for our clients, where we actually have roughly 20 coaching calls that run per week. I run one of them, and we've got 19 other calls on subject specific matters such as offers, such as cold email, cold calling, etc., mindset, health coaching calls, you name it, we do coaching calls on it. However, a lot of people want to have that sort of personal touch, specifically with me or my business partner, since, you know, they're buying from us and we built the program. So we do currently run these individual calls. So yeah, that's how they work. And this is something I do every week. Okay, so it's nearly the end of the day. And basically, I've spent the last hour going through the videos that I've been recording for you today to collate them. So I'm just going to cross off the tasks I've done. This is what I do every day at the end of the day. As you can see, it's 9 p.m. So this concludes a 14-hour workday. We started at 7 a.m. this morning. So brainstorm philosophy of scale, we did that. Day in the life recording is completed, done. Sailway meet, we're going to move to tomorrow because we didn't do it today. Brunker meet, done. Team meet, done. Client Q&A call, done. Now, I want to just leave you with a message that's quite important. This video isn't intended to demean anyone that wants to have the fancy lifestyle. I'm not judging, or I have no disregard or distaste for people that use lifestyles to sell courses and stuff. I wouldn't just have an ironic thumbnail and title. I'm not here to judge anyone. In fact, some of the people that make lifestyle videos I'm friends with, and some of them are my neighbors, for God's sake. So, you know, I don't care. But I want to give you a very important message. As an entrepreneur, you can have a lifestyle or you can have an empire. You cannot have both. If you want to build a business so you can sit on a beach in Bali, sip Mai Tais, talk to models and buy a Ferrari, by all means, go and do that. But I don't want to do that. I'm not really interested in that. My watch costs $30, my t-shirt costs a tenner, and I haven't had a haircut in 3 weeks. The only thing that I'm interested in is conquering and literally building a monopoly and building a business that adds so much value to the market has no choice but to give me a monopoly. You can have a lifestyle or you can have an empire. And if you want to play a long-term game and destroy everyone, eviscerate all your competition and come out of nowhere and just basically own the market and be the best, it requires this sort of thing. You can't have both. You can't have the lifestyle and the empire. It's just impossible. So this is a day in the life, 14 hours. Bosh. Bye.